the Steelers' 2024 plans take an unexpected turn. Are they smitten with top wide receiver Rome Odunze? Welcome to the Steelers update from Penn Live, where we keep track of all things Steelers, so you don't have to. This is John Lucy reporting. Did we just witness the Steelers falling in love at the NFL Combine? The Steelers were supposed to be at the annual rite of passage for draft prospects, kicking the tires on a tackle, a center, a safety, and an inside linebacker or two. Such is the unsexy shopping list of a team trying to upgrade its football fundamentals. It's the equivalent of perusing a car lot in quest of purchasing a minivan. But somewhere amid the 40-yard dashes and the cone drills, the Steelers became smitten by the flash and dash of a shiny sports car. The specs that reportedly caught their eye were the 6-foot, 215-pound curves and chrome of one of the 2024 draft's top receivers. His name is Rome Odunze, and he's fresh from putting up consecutive 1,000-yard seasons for the national championship runners-up, the Washington Huskies. The question is whether the Steelers' interest in Odunze is a passing crush that will correct itself once Coach Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan get back to the nuts and bolts of rebuilding their team, or will the prospect of pairing the versatile route runner with over-the-top speed alongside third-year star-in-waiting George Pickens be too much for the Steelers to resist? As SteelersNow.com reports, the tandem of Pickens and Odunze is very, very tantalizing. The site calls the latter, quote, a versatile player who can move all over the formation, and while he has a similar height profile to Pickens, they are different players, so there's not a ton of overlap there, unquote. The Steelers' unexpected interest in Odunze comes as trade rumors swirl around the team's supposed number one receiver, Deontay Johnson. Johnson is entering the final year of a contract extension he signed in 2022. If he goes into the 2024 season as a lame duck, it would signal his time in a Steelers uniform is coming to a close. And the documented fact that Johnson is unhappy with the very real prospect of the Steelers handing back the offensive reins to quarterback Kenny Pickett, the team chemistry there just seems off. Now, this is not to say the Steelers will deal Johnson in a trade this year. The value for a somewhat taciturn receiver entering the final year of his deal is unlikely to be compelling. Besides, the receivers' room beyond Pickens and Johnson is pretty bare. But drafting Johnson's heir apparent this coming draft makes a lot more sense. But in order to pull the trigger on a muscle car like Odunze, that would cost the conservative Steelers a pretty penny in draft capital. As SteelersNow.com notes, Odunze is widely seen as the third best pass catcher in a receiver-rich draft. He sits just behind Malik Nabers of LSU and Marvin Harrison Jr. of Ohio State in the draft-picking pecking order. In other words, Odunze and his brightly flashing talents will be long gone from the showroom floor by the time the Steelers are on the clock at pick 20. If they really want to put this shiny receiver in the black and gold garage with George Pickens, the Steelers will have to pony up picks to leap up in the draft to close this deal. It remains a tall order, but don't rule it out. It's not like all the Steelers smoke that surrounded the quarterback position for most of the past couple months. One by one, those wild rumors involving Russell Wilson, Kirk Cousins, and Justin Fields have been revealed as so much hot air. The Steelers' actual plans behind center are rooted exactly where they stood at the end of last season. Amid the backdrop of plenty of NFL pundit mockery, the team is serious about re-signing Mason Rudolph as the chief competition for third-year Kenny Pickett. They will build around this pair with a new center, likely acquired in free agency, a right tackle, possibly in the draft, and their new offensive coordinator, Arthur Smith. None of this is sexy or trendy. But rolling into 2024 with a hot rod like Odunze would certainly have the Steelers' offense roaring its engines once again. As strategies go, it makes a lot more sense than Russell Wilson. We have much more on the Steelers' evolving plans for 2024, including their top free agent targets for next week. It's all in a jam-packed edition of your Steelers Update podcast. And be sure and catch my full print column first thing Thursday on Penn Live. As always, it will be peppered with plenty of memes bringing all the latest and greatest Steelers debates to life and to laughs. Right now, let's get right to it. As we were just telling you, receiver seems to be unexpectedly high on the Steelers' shopping list in the NFL draft. And certainly there's a plethora of top talent at the position. So the question arises, would the team really consider shipping out Deontay Johnson in a trade? DJ is said to be unhappy with the trend lines pointing to Pittsburgh giving back the offensive reins to Kenny Pickett. Does that make DJ expendable, especially with the Steelers seeming to signal they'll take a pass catcher with a considerably high pick in 2024? Maybe not trading up for Odunze, again, don't rule that out, but someone in that receiving position is coming off the board, likely in those first three rounds, to the Steelers. So does that signal a trade for Deontay Johnson? Well, not so fast, says Pittsburgh Post-Gazette's Ray Fittipaldo, who writes this in response to a reader question. Quote, the Steelers have two NFL-caliber wide receivers at the moment, and one of them is Johnson. I don't see how they trade away one of their best offensive players unless they can get a great return. I'd say a second-round pick. And I don't think a team will offer a second-round pick for a mercurial wide receiver entering the final year of his contract, unquote. I don't either, and I think Deontay Johnson stays on the roster one more season for your Steelers. None of this, of course, precludes the Steelers drafting a receiver. But Ray Fittipaldo's colleague at the Post-Gazette, Brian Batko, gives us an alternative view at the evolving ranks in the Steelers' receiving room. Again, third-year star George Pickens looks to be the focal point of the offense in 2024, and Deontay Johnson could be the odd man out, according to Batko. Again, does that make him expendable? Batko writes this, quote, Johnson is going into the last season of his two-year extension signed in 2022. And that was just a modest length compared to how the Steelers usually operate. Perhaps they had a good feeling about George Pickens, who was a rookie who hadn't played a pro game when Deontay resigned. Last year, Johnson, who missed 4 weeks because of a hamstring injury, still outpaced Pickens in targets and catches per game. But Pickens averaged nearly 12 more receiving yards per game than Johnson. Bottom line, according to Batco, quote, it appears the Steelers aren't getting the bang they expected for their buck, and planning for life without Johnson, whether that comes sooner or later, could begin with this draft, unquote. Again, that's why this Odunze pick, while it would be a tall order and certainly ponying up picks to reach up in the draft for the Steelers to do that, if they're falling in love, it's not off the table. Let's wait and see and watch that really closely. Now let's downshift to the ground game. Of course, that's expected to be the staple of the new Arthur Smith offense. So where does all that leave Najee Harris, whose fifth-year contract option with the Steelers is now on the clock? Here's Mike DeFabo with The Athletic, sizing up how the chips may fall for the former Alabama running back the Steelers drafted in the first round back in 2021. DeFabo writes, quote, the Steelers need to decide by May 2nd whether they're going to pick up Harris's fifth-year option. Retraining the bruising back for the 2025 season would come with a $6.8 million price tag fully guaranteed. Asked about the decision in his end-of-season news conference, Tomlin appeared to be in favor of the move. But GM Omar Khan introduced another variable in that discussion during the NFL Combine. Said Khan, quote, we have a new offensive coordinator. That's going to play into the decision-making process. We're having conversations with Arthur. It's been great. We've been engaging frequently. Coach Tomlin and Arthur and I, we've been talking about the offense and what the vision is for it, unquote. Now, you'll recall that Smith enjoyed his best season as a play caller in 2019 and 2020 with the Tennessee Titans by feeding another somewhat similar physical back in Derrick Henry. One would think the new offensive coordinator would value this type of back, but we'll have to wait and see how it unfolds. End quote from Mike DeFabo with The Athletic, looking at this fifth-year option, this costly option for Najee Harris. Will the Steelers pick it up in early May? Well, that decision awaits, but what is next in this eventful Steelers offseason is free agency. The annual buying and selling of players, top talent on the market. Here is where the Steelers stand, again, as reported by Mike DeFabo with The Athletic. DeFabo writes, quote, Pittsburgh is about $10 million under the cap and could easily create around $25 million more by restructuring the contracts of T.J. Watt, Minka Fitzpatrick, and a few other players, along with reworking Cameron Hayward's deal and maybe releasing Allen Robinson II. All of that could add another $10 million more. As for where the Steelers will spend the money, DeFabo gives us some tantalizing targets to watch once teams are allowed to negotiate beginning on Monday, March 11th. The actual signing takes place beginning March 13th. So, target number one, according to DeFabo, Patrick Queen, inside linebacker for the Ravens. DeFabo writes, quote, Queen would be the ultimate luxury signing. While it might seem far-fetched, never say never with Omar Khan. The Steelers have struggled to find a reliable inside linebacker since Ryan Shazier's injury in 2017. Queen would be a perfect fit, unquote. Of course, you know, crowning Queen in a Steelers uniform and stealing him away from the Ravens would be an added win, royally screwing a division rival. And I would love it. Top target number two. DeFabo says, it's Connor Williams, center with the Dolphins. Quote, When the Steelers cut Mason Cole, they basically telegraphed that they are in the market for a center. Williams could be one of the best available, as he has 77 starts in 6 seasons and doesn't turn 27 until May, although he does have some durability concerns, unquote, says DeFabo. And I say, hell yeah, we need a center, and we need an experienced center. And I really think after the Kendrick Green failure in the draft a few years ago, the Steelers want to go the free agency route at this key position. Finally, we have DeFabo's best fit for the Steelers as a top-tier free agency guy. Who was this target? None other than DJ Reader, defensive tackle for your Cincinnati Bengals. DeFabo says, quote, coming off his second torn quad muscle in the last 4 years, Reader should still draw significant interest. He can play both nose tackle and 3 or 4 technique, and he would fit in nicely in the Steelers sub packages. He can push the pocket, which the Steelers ask their defensive linemen to do, unquote. Again, I think grabbing Reader from a division rival would significantly sweeten the deal, at least for this Steelers fan it would, and I would love to see it for sure. And we certainly need some more beef on that defensive line where Cameron Hayward, as great as he is, Father Time is undefeated. And of course, we will be watching all the deals as they go down when the contracts talks get underway in earnest on Monday and the actual ink on paper commences on Wednesday, March 13th. So need I tell you, stay tuned. We're going to have every Steelers offseason move, what it means, and what the impact for 2024 will be as we stay on the air throughout the offseason and we are fresh and hot and steaming every Wednesday afternoon. So sign up where you get your favorite audio and get all the fresh takes from your Steelers Update podcast. And also check out PennLive.com anytime for your real-time Steelers news.